Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, it's Dirty Work Thursday. Who do we have on the line today?
Hey, Shaggy and Natalia. I'm Pete from Virginia Beach.
My man, Pete. What can we do for you today? I know it's some Dirty Work. What's up?
So I have a major issue. I'm running out of time, and to be totally honest, this is kind of a catfish situation.
Oh, Pete, what? A catfish situation? Like, you got to tell us everything, please.
Yeah. So I was on a dating app, Bumble, because I'm single, obviously looking for a relationship, and I came across this girl, Trina, who was gorgeous. Anyway, I've been using my friend's photo on the app because he's way better looking than I am, and I started talking to Trina.
Man, come on. Not a good way to start things off. Like, I'm not giving you a hard time, but seriously, come on, man. The wrong photo, this is not good. Not the right foot.
I know. I'm not even going to defend it. I know it was a bad idea. I've just been having a horrible time in the dating world. I mean, my friend knows, and he was totally fine with me using his picture. And anyway, so, like I said, Trina and I have been talking, and we're supposed to go to dinner for the first time Friday night. Obviously, I need to address this before we meet up, because I don't look like the guy she thinks she's been talking to. But I am the guy that she's really enjoyed getting to know. And I mean, seriously, like, we have a lot in common, and we love talking to each other.
Okay, so do me a favor, all right, Pete? Can you send us the photo you were using on Bumble? You can DM it to me on Spicy Little Ukrainian on Instagram, okay?
Sure. Give me a sec. Okay, all right, send.
All right, let me look. Okay, yes, I got it. Well, yes, your friend is very attractive. Now, do me a favor, DM me a picture of you so we can see what you look like.
Okay. Shag.
Shag, look.
So did you send us the right photo of you?
Yeah.
Dude, so your friend is a black guy and you're white.
Yeah, I know. This is a mess. I just want to come clean to Trina about what I really look like and hope that she still wants to meet for dinner. I really liked her, and I figured maybe if you and Natalia tell her, it'll go over better.
Pete, let me ask you something. I don't get this. Why didn't you just use your picture? Because you're a good-looking guy.
Well, I'm into black girls, and I just figured if I use my friend's photo, they'd be more inclined to get to know me and hopefully like me, and I can show them who I am once some time passes.
Well, man, all right, so we will call Trina and see how she reacts to this whole thing. We will certainly try on your behalf. All right, hold on the line because we got to get her number, and we'll call her after the song, okay?
All right, thanks, Ed.
Hello?
Hey, this is kind of random. This is Sasha. I am Pete's cousin. Again, I know this is so random. I'm sorry. Anyway, I know you and Pete have a date Friday night, but before the date, I kind of wanted to get you up to speed on something, so Pete gave me your number.
Okay, hi.
yeah, this is definitely a little random and awkward, but yeah, what's up? Like, what did you get me up to speed on? I guess it's bad.
No, it's not bad. God, okay. What if I told you he isn't exactly who he said he was?
What do you mean? Like, seriously, dating is already so damn hard these days. Please tell me what's up. Like, we literally had everything in common, and now this.
Okay, so I'm going to text you something in just a second. I want you to look at it and give me your total, like, initial response out the gate. So I'm sending it right now.
Okay. Who is this? I mean, he's a good-looking dude.
So you think he's attractive?
Yeah. He's a good-looking.
Okay, Trina. So that is Pete, the guy you're going to dinner with on Friday, my cousin.
No. Pete's a black guy that I've been talking to.
Okay, yeah, I know. Correct. You have been talking to Pete, but he was using his friend's picture because he's white and he was worried you would not be into him.
What? Like, no way. Seriously? I even told him that my last boyfriend was white, so it's not an issue or a thing for me.
I know. He's the dummy. Listen, I think he was in too deep. He wanted to let you know before Friday, so that way, you know, when you went to dinner, it wasn't a shock. So tell me what you're thinking about this whole thing and what you're feeling.
You know, it literally has nothing to do with the whole what he does or what he looks like thing. But the fact that we're really starting things off with dishonesty has really thrown me off here. I really just don't know what to think. I'm not sure about going on Friday. Like, I hate that he lied to me. And I just need time. Like, I really like to eat. Like, the guy in the picture you sent me, Sasha, but it's just a whole lying thing. I don't know. I need time, so I guess I'll reach out to Pete when I'm ready to, or if I even want to.
You know, I totally respect that. I'm sad for Pete, but, you know, he kind of did this, and I understand. Like I said, he just wanted to clear the air before Friday. He did not mean any harm, but he certainly wasn't thinking clearly when he did all this, so yeah. I will tell Pete that you will reach out to him if and when, you know, you're ready to, or if you're still interested. I totally understand.
Thanks, girl. Like, I do appreciate you telling me. I just hate the dishonesty. Yeah, I need time to think. Anyway, have a good day.
Thanks, you too, and sorry about this mess.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.